There's a little proverb that says, one man's trash is another man's treasure. And when walking up and down the aisles of a craft fair or an art show or clicking around an online marketplace, it can feel like that. So many different styles and materials and approaches to art. It can be tricky to discern just what might make one piece a collectible and not another. Well, today we appreciate the Celadon glaze from the Koryo period of Korean ceramics as one of the great achievements of world pottery. Celadon is a green-gray glaze that often emerged from the kiln with a crackled finish. It's worth remembering that until relatively recently, the glaze was almost forgotten. 1,000 years ago, it went out of fashion in Korea. They stopped making it, and nearly all the objects just kind of disappeared from sight. Many had been buried in the tombs of Korean royalty and nobility. In the 19th century, when those tombs were looted, the jade-like glazed objects were sold on a booming international art market. Around that time, an American doctor and diplomat named Horace Newton Allen lived in Seoul and began to collect the Celadon pieces himself. Charles Lang Freer purchased Allen's collection, and his interest and the interest of other early collectors inspired generations of scholars to clarify the styles, places of production, and the dating of the green-gray Koryo ceramics.